This is Audible.
Summary: Neil Strauss's Rules of the Game, written by Black Diamond Publishing, narrated by Michael Price. Rules of the Game. The Beginning. If you are reading this book, chances are you are looking to improve your love life. Perhaps you have been out of the dating game for a while and feel uncomfortable returning, or perhaps you have never even had a date before. Regardless of your personal situation, this book is here to help. What follows is a 30-day challenge designed to rescue you from your current predicament and turn you into a more confident, social, and attractive version of yourself. Although the main goal of this challenge is to get a date by the end of the month, this book will provide you with so much more than this. Getting the most out of this book is simple. Read each day's chapter. Study the lessons they contain, and complete the exercises they suggest. Day by day, you will gradually improve your skills in the game of attraction, and by the end, you will have a framework for personal improvement you can carry with you for the rest of your life. Every journey begins with a single step, and by picking up this book, you have made your first step towards a better life and a better you. Day 1. Before embarking on the journey towards self-improvement, you must first undergo some self-evaluation and set specific goals. In order to do this, answer the following questions. 1. How do you think people perceive you? 2. How would you like to be perceived? 3. What behaviors would you like to change? 4. What behaviors would you like to take up? It is also important before going out and attempting today's challenge that you adopt a productive mindset by shredding your limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are false beliefs which negatively impact you if you believe in them. For instance, you may believe if you approach a woman you will be hurt or humiliated by her. This belief is not only unfounded, as most people act courteously in public situations, but it is also prohibitive towards you even attempting to approach a woman. Other beliefs include, some people will never be successful with women, and I'm not good enough, both of which are similarly negative and self-fulfilling. The challenge for your first day is to engage in small talk with 5 unknown people. It does not matter who these people are, nor does it matter what the topic of your conversation is. What is important is that you meet some people you do not know, regardless of how fleeting or superficial your interactions are. Day 2. Today, you should answer the following questions. 1. What are the 3 biggest accomplishments you believe would make you happier? 2. Why do you think these accomplishments are important to your happiness? 3. What is your general goal, and what is your timeline to accomplish this goal? 4. What are 3 indicators you can use to determine if you have accomplished this goal? 5. Why are you currently ready and willing to attempt to accomplish this goal? Today's challenge is to engage in small talk with 5 additional strangers. Only this time, the goal is not only to start a conversation, but also to make and maintain eye contact. Eye contact can be a powerful means of increasing intimacy in interactions. You should maintain eye contact long enough to identify the eye colors of your 5 strangers. Day 3. Today, you will be attempting several challenges. The first challenge is a bit unusual. You must refrain from showering, shaving, and otherwise following your normal hygiene routine. The reason for this unpleasant caveman hygiene challenge will be revealed tomorrow. Your second challenge involves developing your voice and speaking techniques. Voice is a critical expressor of personality, so it's important for you to know how to use and control your voice effectively. There are 5 vocal exercises you should practice in order to develop your speaking style. For these exercises, you will need a mirror, a recording device, such as a phone or computer, and a space where you are free to be loud. The vocal exercises are as follows. 1. Find a large space where you may speak loudly. Bring a recording device. Begin this exercise by standing 3 paces away from your recorder and saying, "I can still be heard without shouting." Listen to your recorded voice. Next, return to your previous position and repeat the phrase. Only this time, aim your voice a few feet higher in the air. Listen to your recording again. Next, take an additional 3 steps back. Aim your voice high once again. And repeat the phrase, increasing your vocal volume without shouting. Continue to move backwards and repeat the phrase, periodically checking in with your recorder to see how far back you can go and still be heard. By challenging you to speak clearly and forcibly, this exercise can help break you out of soft and unassertive speaking habits. 2. Your next exercise involves finding an appropriate speaking pace. Begin this exercise by recording yourself saying a long, run-on sentence in one breath. Listen to your recorded voice. Next, say the same sentence again, only this time. Do it slowly with long pauses and careful enunciation. Repeat this slow reading several times while gradually increasing your speed. 3. Begin your third exercise by recording a conversation between you and a friend. Listen back to the conversation and transcribe it exactly as you heard. Most likely there will be a few pauses present, words or phrases such as and like. Repeat every pauser you have written down out loud, so you are conscious of what these pausers are, so you are able to identify them in your own speech. Pausers advertise uncertainty, so it is important to monitor their use. 4. For your fourth exercise, record yourself reading a passage from a book. Review the recording. Next, listen to the voice of a broadcaster or TV host and try to imitate their speaking dynamics and flow. Once you have done this, reread the passage and listen to your new recording. The goal of this exercise is to enhance your speaking performance and help you adopt an engaging, energetic style. 5. For your final exercise, record yourself attempting to convince your friend to get dinner with you. Listen to the recording and identify any moments where your voice rises at the end of a statement, as though you are asking a question. Next, re-record your speech and try to eliminate these moments. An assertive, unquestioning tone conveys confidence, so it is important to affect a manner of speech which avoids uncertainty. When you finish practicing these vocal exercises, it's time to put your skills to the test. Your next challenge is to call up a random telephone number and ask for a movie recommendation, under the pretense that you were trying to call movie phone. The purpose of this is not only to place yourself in conversation with a stranger, but also to practice assertiveness in an uncertain interaction. This challenge is complete once you have gotten recommendations from 3 people. Day 4. Today you complete your caveman hygiene challenge. When you wake up, shower, wash thoroughly, shave, and put on some nice clothing. When you are looking and feeling your best, go to the mirror and repeat some self-affirming phrases as many times as you need before you experience a feeling of honest self-assurance. In contrast with yesterday, you should now be feeling clean, confident, and positive. Hopefully, this experience will have imparted to you the importance of productive rituals and encouraging positive motivation. Today, your challenge is to harness some of your enhanced confidence and talk to 3 or more women you do not know by asking them to recommend a local clothing store. Once you have obtained 3 recommendations, your challenge is complete. Before embarking on this challenge, take some time to practice strengthening your posture. Good posture, like a controlled speaking style, is an indicator of confidence and can be helpful in motivating you throughout today's challenge. To secure a good posture, stand straight against a wall for 1 minute, then move away and begin walking around the room while maintaining your position. Day 5. Today's focus will be on appearance. The 2 biggest factors in an attractive appearance are style and grooming, both of which are under your control. To help adopt an attractive style, go to one of the clothing stores recommended to you yesterday and ask one of the salespeople to suggest a nice outfit. Similarly, ask a salesperson at a shoe store to recommend a nice pair of shoes. For grooming, there are several changes you can begin to make today. You can change your hairstyle by visiting a beauty salon and asking a stylist for a haircut that suits you. You can make an appointment to get contact lenses if you have glasses. You can take steps to improve your skin, teeth, and even nails by consulting professionals. Although you will be unable to immediately make all these changes, try to take at least one solid step towards improving your grooming today. Day 6. Today your challenge is to give an earnest compliment to 4 different women. Make sure your compliments are sincere and not overly flirtatious. One of the biggest issues you will likely face on this journey is approach anxiety. Approach anxiety is the kind of anxiety someone gets when they are approached by attractive women, and it is a major obstacle for many of the necessary challenges presented in this book, including today's. Approach anxiety is a product of the limiting mind. The limiting mind is a mindset which operates through fear. Negative experience conditions us to limit ourselves from potentially harmful experiences. In moderation, this is helpful and protective, but in excess, it can be highly detrimental. In opposition to the limiting mind is the freedom mind. The freedom mind is motivated by desire. It pushes us to achieve, earn, and generally move through life in a positive manner. We are at our happiest when there is a healthy balance between our limiting and freedom minds. Identifying the major instruments of the limiting mind will be crucial in overcoming approach anxiety. Some of these instruments include self-doubt, negative thinking, and poor self-image. The limiting mind can also manifest itself physically through reactions like increased breathing and heart rate. Every mechanism of the limiting mind is opposed by a mechanism of the freedom mind. Where the limiting mind tells you attempting something is pointless, the freedom mind tells you to go for it. Where the limiting mind is discouraging, the freedom mind is self-affirming. If you are interested in overcoming anxiety, you need to find ways to give your freedom mind the advantage over your limiting mind. There are several methods in which you can isolate your limiting mind and embrace your freedom mind. Try writing down characteristic phrases of each mindset and using the word you for limiting concepts and I for freedom concepts. Internalize the self-affirming I scripts and distance yourself from the negative you scripts. Use submodalities, the sensory elements of thought, to picture limiting voices as weaker and quieter, and freedom voices as stronger and more assertive. Other methods for increasing your confidence include disabusing yourself of negative outcome projections, reworking your personal definition of failure so it describes a lack of trying rather than a lack of success, and even forcing yourself to experience rejection as a means of desensitizing yourself to it. The overall goal of diminishing your anxiety is letting go of the negative fantasies provided by your limiting mind and embracing the spontaneous, motivated energies of your freedom mind. Day 7. It is important to note that a pickup line and an opener are not the same thing. Pickup lines, which magically attract someone to you in an instant, are a myth, whereas openers, which begin a sequence of events that eventually lead to attraction, are a valuable and powerful asset. Part of today's challenge is to prepare an opener for yourself. Your opener should be a question that inspires curiosity and meaningful discussion, allows you to show off your personality, and does not broach any uncomfortable subject matters. There are 3 basic types of openers. Direct openers are meant to display clear and overt romantic interest. Situational openers are conversational questions stimulated by the current environment. Indirect openers are spontaneous questions that do not contain overt romantic intentions. Any of these types of openers can be successful, but indirect openers are the safest and most effective means of stimulating enlivening conversation without the threat of coming on too strong. You should plan your indirect opener ahead of time. Although the question itself should come off as spontaneous in practice, it is important to have a topic prepared so you don't stumble in your interactions. When using your indirect opener in a sociable public setting like a bar, there are several methods to help ensure your interaction is successful. Your goal is to come off as fun and engaging, so be sure you and your friends present an air of liveliness, which can be easily observed by others. When talking to a desired group of women, be inclusive in conversation, keep your energy at an appropriate level, and remember to stay cool and casual. An indirect opener should reflect spontaneity and genuine curiosity. One good way to ensure this is to build an opener off an anecdotal predicament. Try concocting or repurposing a story about a friend's relationship troubles, and ask a couple of women for their opinions. Don't overtly say, "May I ask you a question?" but instead, ask them to settle a debate. Although your opener may be pre-prepared, do not let it come off as such. Today's challenge is to try out your indirect opener on three women you do not know. The opener does not have to stimulate conversation. It only needs to be used for this challenge to be completed. Once you have approached three women, evaluate the positives and negatives of each opener attempt. Day 8. Today we'll be focused on troubleshooting your opener attempts. If some or all of yesterday's attempts went poorly, today you will get to try again with some additional strategies. The two key strategies to practice today are rooting and time constraining, both of which are designed to bypass common conversational obstacles. When a person is first approached by a stranger, they will naturally wonder what the stranger's intentions are. If you simply go up to someone and ask them a question, they may be confused or suspect you are conducting a survey. To avoid these pitfalls, try to root your question by giving it context. This is one of the reasons an anecdotal predicament is a good stimulus for an opener. It explains to the other person why a particular question is on your mind and why you are seeking advice from someone you do not know. Another obstacle in conversation is time uncertainty. If it is unclear how long an interaction will last, even a friendly person will naturally start thinking of ways to end it. Women are especially sensitive to time uncertainty, as overly long interactions often signal a romantic interest. You can circumvent this issue by putting your own time constraint on the interaction. Try conveying verbally or physically that you are passing through and will not be apt to linger. Once a woman is assured she will not have to excuse herself, the pressure to end the conversation will be less intense. In the best-case scenario, a reversal may occur, and a prolonged, engaging conversation will make it appear as if you are sacrificing your time, rather than you're a stranger. Today's challenge will be the same as yesterday's, only with an added emphasis on rooting and time constraining. Once you have completed the challenge, make another evaluation and see if today's attempts were more successful. Day 9. Today's challenge will be a continuation of the previous day's challenges. Only instead of approaching women on their own or in groups, your challenge is to approach three mixed groups of men and women. By this point in the challenge, it's possible you may be feeling some trepidations or insecurities about continuing. It's important, however, you remain devoted to the daily challenges and keep striving to improve your life. There are several means of keeping your head in the game, which you can apply should you ever doubt yourself moving forward. First, remember this process is designed to dole out lessons in a well-paced fashion. Every day, you are taking new steps towards bettering yourself. Nobody ever fixed all their issues in a day, and substantial change requires patience. Take solace in knowing every small gain is crucial for reaching your eventual goal. Remember, rejection and failure are not finite or fixed. Use any setbacks as a learning opportunity to improve your approaches. Never blame someone else for a rejection or a misread situation. Being in control of your life means taking responsibility for small mistakes and building yourself up rather than projecting. Remember, the process is active and requires participation. The best way to learn is to actively participate in this book's challenges, not to simply absorb the messages. Don't fixate on potential negative outcomes. Instead, tell yourself the only way you can truly fail is by refusing to try. Sometimes the demands of the game can be uncomfortable. New ideas and strategies might make you nervous as you first begin to tackle them. Remember, like any substantial challenge, difficult periods are a necessary obstacle to push through in order to achieve a worthwhile goal. Lastly, focus on solid, gradual improvements. Take note of what works for you and take note of what doesn't. It's just as equally important to consistently analyze your own experiences as it is to simply complete the suggested exercises. Work hard and smart, and with enough time, anything can become possible. Day 10. Today's challenge is a slightly unusual one. In contrast to previous challenges, your goal today is to approach 3 new women with your opener and then follow up with a disqualifier, essentially a comment which makes it appear as if you do not have a romantic interest in the woman you are speaking with. You should be sure to use a different disqualifier for each woman. A disqualifier is a tool like rooting and time-constraining, meant to deflect a pre-existing objection a woman might have when speaking with you. Since most attractive women are regularly approached by men who are romantically interested in them and are therefore predisposed to avoiding these advances, a disqualifier can be a useful way of making your conversation appear innocuous, while also reversing the power dynamics by placing you in the position of the approver. A good way to come up with disqualify is to practice screening. Screening is the process of identifying the traits you don't approve of in a potential partner. These traits can form the basis of placeful disqualifiers you can use in conversation to hold people to certain standards and assert a sense of self-assurance. The key to using disqualifiers successfully is keeping them playful and sporadic. Disqualifiers are not meant to insult or demean women, nor are they meant to dominate an initial conversation. Disqualifiers should be used to add a level of mild tension to a conversation and assure women you are not desperate for their approval. Disqualifiers need to be balanced in order to be effective. Relentless criticism is not an attractive strategy for winning people over. Be sure to keep a push-pull dynamic in play, wherein both approval and disapproval are expressed frequently enough to retain their sincerity. There are many different types of disqualifiers you can use. You can act snobbishly, sarcastically exaggerate compliments, playfully exaggerate your standards, or preemptively friend-zone the woman you are speaking to. Remember, all these strategies need to be employed in a playful manner, so you do not come off as insulting. The key is appearing aloof, but still friendly and engaging. Day 11. Today, you will be working on your inner game. Your inner game defines how you view yourself and present yourself to others. Consider how you would respond if somebody asked you what you would do. How exciting or interesting would your response be? No matter what your job or primary passion is, there is a way to make it sound appealing, even to people who are unfamiliar with its particulars. Determine what profession or hobby has primacy in your life. Think about what qualities this profession or hobby has that would seem interesting to others. Design a pitch for this job or hobby as if you are trying to sell it to others as an exciting opportunity. Rephrase this pitch so it reflects yourself. Your description of your job or hobby should now include a succinct explanation of its importance, so your response to the question, "What do you do?" is now dynamic and engaging. Today's challenge will involve you giving yourself the opportunity to use this self-description. As with previous days, your challenge today will involve you going up to 3 groups of people and using an opener with a route and time constraint. This time, make sure before parting with the group, you ask them all how they know each other. Most likely, one of these groups will respond by asking you about yourself, in which case, you should practice using your tuned-up self-description. Day 12. Today you will build on your inner game by concocting a series of stories you can employ in conversation to help show off your personality. Stories are an excellent way of demonstrating your character without outright describing it. To begin crafting your stories, make a list of 8 of your most positive traits. Next, come up with 8 different stories from your life other people would consider interesting or entertaining. These stories can be funny, poetic, heroic, or even embarrassing, so long as they do not go into inappropriate territory. Once you have your stories laid out, match them up with the positive trait you feel is most present in each of them. Finally, pick the top 2 stories you think best convey their positive traits. These are the stories you will be preparing today. Take time to write out your 2 stories in full. Remember to make them as engaging as possible. Open strong and end memorably, with a twist, a punchline, or even a deep thought. Emphasize suspense, humor, and thematic significance, and make the story vivid while avoiding unnecessary details. Make sure the story reflects well on you, but not in a way that comes off as conceited. From these full scripts, narrow each story down into bullet point form. Memorize these bullet points so you can tell your 2 stories with the proper beats. Today's challenge is to employ these stories in actual conversation. Before attempting this, take some time to practice telling the stories aloud. Practice not only conveying the basic details of yours, but also use some storytelling strategies, such as managing your tone and designing pauses where you can ask other people to interject with their opinions or reactions. When you are feeling confident in your ability to try these stories out, go and use each of them twice in separate conversations. You do not need to tell these stories to strangers. You can tell them to family members, coworkers, or friends. Take note of what parts of your stories are effective, what parts of your delivery are effective, and what areas need improvement. If you are telling your stories to people you know personally, consider asking them for feedback on how you performed. Day 13. Today is a day of research. Go to a local bookstore and pick up a variety of guides to local events, such as weekly newspapers, Zagat guides, or local magazines. Then pick up the latest issue of Cosmopolitan. Make yourself comfortable and begin reading. Make a list with 2 columns, one for writing out interesting, upcoming affordable events in your area, and one for a series of short sentences explaining why it would be fun for someone to go to each of them. When you have completed filling out your 2-columned event calendar, begin reading your Cosmopolitan. Your challenge is to engage 3 different women in a casual conversation based around an article or topic in the magazine. If anyone asks why you are reading Cosmopolitan, tell them you are educating yourself on women's interests. Day 14. Today you will be building on your conversational skills by using a script called the Rings Routine. The rings routine involves you reading the personal traits of the woman you're speaking with through the finger, if any, she has decided to put a ring on. The following is a list of each finger and what its ring represents. 1. The thumb represents individuality. 2. The index finger represents power and dominance. 3. The middle finger represents rebelliousness. 4. The ring finger represents love and romance. 5. The pinky finger represents competitiveness. 6. No ring represents kindness and friendliness. Today's challenge will involve you approaching 3 different women and using the rings routine at some point during your conversation. The goal of the rings routine is not only to let you practice a new ice-breaking strategy, but also to demonstrate to your conversation partner you have certain values, namely knowledge and insight. Even if your interpretation proves to be incorrect or objected to, the confidence and intimacy reading someone projects will be recognized. Day 15. Yesterday's challenge was your first taste of cold reading. Cold reading is the art of interpreting someone's inner self based on superficial impressions, and it's one of the most valuable tools you have for attracting people. Cold reading promotes a sense of personal intimacy and a feeling of mutual understanding, even in the absence of total accuracy. A cold read can be used as an opener, by means of an insightful, instigating comment, or as a hook, where it can establish a personal, engaged connection. Cold readings should not be used as instruments of manipulation, but rather as gateways into more involved forms of communication. There are several factors which make up a successful cold reading. Conditionality, or the principle of flexibility, is one of the most important. Be sure to always inject conditional vagueness into your readings, so your interpretations are never rejected outright. Use terms like sometimes or usually to inspire reflection and avoid objections. False specificity is a related factor where terms like because can strengthen your reading by adding superficial rationale to your assumptions. The types of traits you choose to identify are also important. Simple compliments are effective, but somewhat negative traits recast into a positive light, such as shyness, recast into sensitivity, will have a deeper resonance. During cold readings, it is important to pay attention to the responses given by your subject. Give ample time for a woman to respond affirmatively to the insights you make about her, and be sure to monitor her body language, both to see if she is attentive and engaged, and to stimulate further observations about her personality. Today, your challenge is to visit a psychic so you can receive a cold reading of yourself. Pay attention to the way the psychic speaks to you, the phrases they use, and the strategies they employ to appear believable. Write down your observations and the words and phrases your psychic used which stuck with you. Day 16. Previously, we discussed disqualifiers, which are tools used to playfully nitpick another person so as not to appear overly desperate for their approval. Today, we will be focusing on their opposite: sincere complimentary statements.